Weather conditions in the northern plains and upper Midwest, as well as Canada, may deteriorate next week, so enjoy the warm and good dry conditions that will occur over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do not expect precipitation through Monday, and we'll expect to see the temperatures to be well above normal. Today, 30-degree highs will occur in the northeast part of North Dakota and across northern Minnesota. Everybody else will be at least in the 40s and 50s. In fact, a big part of South Dakota and the southernmost counties in North Dakota will be in the 50s at least, and the same will be true for the southwestern one-third of Minnesota. But there will actually be 60-degree highs occurring in the Badlands and perhaps a few areas just slightly to the north of that. That's all today. Now, on Saturday, we expect temperatures to be mostly in the 40s and 50s throughout the region. It will lose some of the 60-degree readings, but there'll be a few of them still in southern parts of South Dakota and the far southwest corner of Minnesota. And there will be a few upper 20 and 30-degree highs in northeastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. On Sunday, we'll see the return of the 60s in the southern half of South Dakota. 50s and 40s will dominate the rest of our region, except in northeast North Dakota and northern Minnesota, where we'll see, once again, 30-degree highs. Monday's temperatures will change very little from those of Sunday, but after that, we'll start a cooling trend from north to south through the region. On Tuesday, we'll see 20s and 30s in the northernmost parts of our region. We'll still be in the 50s and 60s near the Nebraska and Iowa borders. And on Wednesday, it will continue to cool, and we'll expect to see temperatures around Wednesday and Thursday slipping eventually to the teens and 20s in the north half of the region and 30s and lower 40s to the south. That's still not bad for this time of the year, but the cooling is expected to come with an opportunity for precipitation. A deepening low pressure center over Wyoming and Montana on Monday night is expected to be increasing wind speeds across the northern plains and Canada's prairies, and that will occur on Monday going into Tuesday. And as that low pressure system matures, it's going to start pumping some moisture into the region. We'll see a wintry mix of precipitation types beginning to impact our region on Tuesday, and it will become more broad based Tuesday night going into Wednesday. Now, this system is too far out in time to have a lot of confidence, but I do expect to see a deteriorating environment for us. We'll see some rain and rain changing to snow, and we'll see how rough it becomes, but at the moment that low pressure system will generate a lot of wind, and that wind is probably going to gust at speeds between 30 and 50 miles per hour easily on Monday afternoon and Tuesday, and I wouldn't be surprised to see higher gusts still over 60 miles per hour, but that's too far out, and we'll just have to wait until we get closer to the event. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.